And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 3rd of May, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "A prince never lacks legitimate reasons to break his promise." Niccolo Machiavelli, born in Florence, 1469. At a time when Italy was not a unified country, it was a collection of city-states, a time of instability, Machiavelli lost his job when the city government of Florence was overthrown by the Medici family, and he wrote his book, The Prince, in 1513 as an instruction manual on obtaining and holding on to power, in hopes that he could impress the Medicis and get a job with them. He wrote that morality was irrelevant when it came to running a state, that rulers should be willing to do evil when necessary to hold on to power and maintain security. It's the birthday of the photographer and social reformer Jacob Riis, born in Ribe, Denmark, 1849, whose flash photographs of living conditions in the slums of New York helped bring about housing reforms. It's the birthday of the Israeli poet and novelist Yehuda Amichai, born Ludwig Pfeffer in Würzburg, Germany, 1924. Moved to Palestine, became an Israeli citizen, and was one of the first poets to write in colloquial Hebrew. It's the birthday of the playwright of the Midwest, William Inge, born 1913, Independence, Kansas. William Inge said, "People who grow up in small towns get to know each other so much more closely than they do in cities." He was a drama critic in St. Louis. He met Tennessee Williams, and that inspired William Inge to write plays. Come Back, Little Sheba, Picnic, Bus Stop, The Dark at the Top of the Stairs, all of them made into movies, and then his screenplay, Splendor in the Grass. He killed himself the year before the movie came out, convinced that he could no longer write. And it's the birthday of the poet and novelist May Sarton, born in Vondelgem, Belgium, 1912, came to this country as a child, thought she would go into the theater, and then a series of her sonnets was published in Poetry Magazine in 1930, and she decided to become a writer. Also a memoirist, her memoir Journal of a Solitude came out in 1973. She had a stroke in 1990. She couldn't write anymore, but she produced three more journals and a volume of verse by dictating them into a tape recorder. Here's a poem for today by Bill Mayer entitled National Pastime. Though we know everything is bounded by time, there is, after all, baseball, in which time has its function, but does not rule. I remember one game years ago in the ninth inning, the home team down 7 runs, scored 8, and after 2 were out. So it's possible, even though we think we know, that we do not know, and Bonds will hit the game-winning 3-run jack, and the fans, the local ones anyway, will go home satisfied. The limits are vague or undefined or possibly misunderstood, which is not to say there are secret ways out or exceptions to the body's slow decline. Still, it gives you a place to doubt from, a perspective that, like the curve, will move in or out or not, but works regardless. National Pastime, a poem by Bill Mayer from Articulate Matter, published by Parochia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.